The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
And welcome to the Watertown Civic Arena, where today we bring you coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO. We bring you coverage of the opening round of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament, as the defending State B champion White River Tigers are in action
on 94 points.
They take on the Jaguars of Corsica Stickney. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Potsdam State Farm, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Coverage of the White River Tigers in the State B Basketball Tournament is also brought to you by the Dakota Prairie Bank, the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center, the Wigwam, Cherry Todd Electric, Krogman Law Office, the Roundup Bar and Grill, Horizon Healthcare, and the South Dakota High School Activities Association. John F. is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and my name's Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us for our coverage of regional high school basketball as we bring you opening round coverage of the State B Basketball Tournament. White River, the number 5 seed coming into this State B Basketball Tournament, takes on Corsica Stickney, the Lady Jaguars, the number 4 seed. And, of course, these two teams remember well what happened in the semifinals last year as White River on their state tournament run with a shot at the buzzer, defeating Corsica Stickney 52-50. And they will match up again here this afternoon in the opening round of the State B. Already an upset in the State B tournament. Number 8, Viberg Hurley knocks off Aberdeen Roncalli, the number 1 seed of the State B, 69-58, in a very long, high-scoring, good shooting ball game. This was really an up-and-down affair that was tied at 28 at halftime. It seemed like these teams couldn't miss in the first half, and things ground down. It was really a well-played game on the part of both teams, but Corsica Stickney, Viberg Hurley, able to come away with the victory. They move on to the semifinals tomorrow night. The winner of this ball game will take on Viberg Hurley tomorrow at 6 o'clock. This is the pregame show, and it's brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Let's take a 3-minute break, and when we return, we'll talk about some of the other state tournaments, the Class A, Class AA, state tournaments going on across South Dakota this afternoon and evening. We'll talk about those games. We'll have a conversation with head coach Jared Bowman of the White River Tigers as well. We'll do all of that as pregame continues. Let's take a 2-minute break here, John. 2-minute break, and we're back with more on KPLO.
Every team knows that the 2-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Potsapa State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsapa State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venture.com. VentureCom.net.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and run a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, they can handle it all. So schedule your appointment today at Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
Watertown Civic Arena as we get ready for this opening round game as we follow White River here at the State B Girls Basketball Tournament. They get set to take on Corsica Stickney. We are about 10 minutes away from the tip-off of this contest this afternoon. The State AA Tournament going on in Rapid City. Of course, it's a later start. Number one seed Sioux Falls Washington takes on Sioux Falls Jefferson this afternoon. Rapid City Stevens, Rapid City Central. Alan Bertram, head coach of Rapid City Central. Adam Dannenbring, former Stanley County head coach, is the head coach of Rapid City Stevens. Those two teams will play in the second game this afternoon. Sioux Falls O'Gorman, Sioux Falls Lincoln in the first game of the night session. Brandon Valley and Harrisburg will play the nightcap of the State A tournament, the AA tournament. The Class A tournament, one game final. That is Wagner surviving a scare from eight-seeded Red Cloud. But the Lady Red Raiders victorious 68-62 over Red Cloud. Lakota Tech and St. Thomas More. The matchup of the 4 and 5 seeds is upcoming at Frost Arena in Brookings. Also West Central, Dakota Valley tonight. Hamlin takes on Sioux Falls Christian. The B tournament, of course, the upset. Viberg Hurley knocking off Aberdeen Roncalli 69-58. Winner of that ball game will take on the winner of this matchup between Corsica Stickney and White River. And the evening matchups here in Watertown, second seed DeSmet takes on Aberdeen Christian, the matchup between the 2 and 7 seeds. Third seed Wall out of Region 7B, they take on six-seeded Faith close out the opening round of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament. We had the opportunity to talk to Jared Bowman, head coach of the White River Tigers, and we'll get his conversations next. Let's take a 3-minute break and return. You're listening to coverage of regional high school basketball from the State B Girls Basketball Tournament on KPLO.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Horizon Healthcare congratulates all of our high school state tournament basketball teams and celebrates their dedication and spirit. South Dakota has a long-standing tradition of high school sports, and Horizon Healthcare is proud to support it. Here's to student athletes, great competition, school spirit, and teamwork. Good luck to all the competition from Horizon Healthcare, and enjoy the game.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go Tigers! Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Good Luck White River Tigers from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
Folks at Mayan, we're joined by Jared Bowman, head coach of the White River Lady Tigers, the defending state B champs, and coach 18-3 as you earn your way back to defend your title.
Yeah, you know, it feels good to be back in the state tournament. You know, the girls have worked hard all year to get to this point, and you know, we want to make some noise while we're here, but it feels good to be here.
This is a ball club that, as you've went through the season, you know, have been able to pick up some wins. You get a little battle-tested. The DWU Classic, I think, helped you. That matchup against Bridgewater Emory really kind of gives the girls an idea of what they're going to see here. I mean, it was a good ball game to get the win. You're going to have tight ball games here at the state tournament.
Yeah, you know, I think our strength of schedule throughout the year has put a big part in where we're at now. You know, you go to postseason play, and we played some really good Class A schools, and our strength of schedule has helped us along the way, you know, and that's what we're going to see here. You know, you're going to see win or lose, you're going to see three quality teams three nights in a row, so you're going to be able to bring it every night and defend like we can.
And I think for you guys coming into this season, you were going to have to develop a little bit of bench, but what it sounds like to me, this will be the first time I've seen you this year, but for the sounds of it, you've been able to do that. Some young kids have really stepped up for you.
Yeah, you know, we have a really good sophomore class and some size in that class, you know, and they came a long way as the years progressed, and we'll need them, you know, we'll need them for these next three nights. You know, you go in and play three games in 3 days, and the bench becomes very important, you know, give some girls some rest and be able to make that run, hopefully, towards Saturday night.
Matchup against Corsica Stickney, a team that they remember what happened back in the semifinals last year. You know, a lot of their girls coming back they're ready to go. So this is going to be, I think, an important test, especially early, because they're going to come with a lot of emotion, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Corsica has a great program. You know, they have for years. And returning Avery Broden, you know, it makes them that much better. And they'll be definitely a challenge for us, you know. Keys, I think, will be rebounding and playing defense without fouling. You know, we don't want to put it to the line a whole bunch and be there to challenge shots and just play our game defensively.
And I think that's going to be key for you. You know, you have developed some bench throughout the season, but it's still going to come down to how far your starters can carry you. You can't get foul trouble in the first quarter in a ball game like this.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, I think the key for us is going to be that first quarter and staying out of foul trouble and you know, they may not have a lead at the end of the first quarter, but being in a position where we're still in the game and we're able to compete.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Jared Bowman of the White River Lady Tigers, part one of our Keys to Success. Starting lineups are next from the State B on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Yeah. Time for starting lineups, brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. For the Jaguars of Corsica, Stickney. They will start this way. Morgan Littes, a 5'9 senior, will start at one guard along with Casey Talsma, a 5'9 senior. The forwards are Peyton DeLang, a 5'9 junior, along with Avery Broughton, a 5'11 junior. Rachel Gerlach will get the start at center for Corsica Stickney. She is a 5'10 senior. And we'll have the playing of the national anthem between the second game of this afternoon session. Let's take a 90-second break and return on KPLO.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that with the proper equipment, education, conditioning, and coaching, high school sports here in South Dakota are safer than ever before. And that's something I really love.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
We continue our starting lineups. We'll bring you the White River Tigers starters now. At one guard, Malaya Estes, a 5'7 senior. The other guard is Kelsey Morrison. She also is a 5'7 senior. One forward, Rhea Tucker, a 5'9 sophomore, along with Carly Cameron, a 5'7 senior. And starting at center for White River will be Tana Bearheels, a 5'10 junior. Estes and Morrison, the guards. Tucker and Cameron, the forwards. Bearheels at center for the White River Lady Tigers, who enter the contest tonight with a record of 18-3. The head coach of White River is Jared Bowman, assisted by Troy Krogman. White River earned their spot here at the State B Tournament out of Region 7B with victories over New Underwood and Jones County. A Sodak 16 victory over Harry and Selby, 44-32. Ensured their spot in the State B basketball tournament. Corsica Stickney out of Region 6B, victory in their first round matchup against Kimball White Lake, 66-28, knocking off Gregory in the semifinals, 44-39, and then defeating Bridgewater Emory, 60-42, in the Sodak 16 to earn their spot in the this year's State B basketball tournament. Corsica Stickney, 45.4 seeding points, a 20-3 overall record. White River, 45.333 seeding points, and their record 18-3 on the season. Finally, in the pregame, the announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials this afternoon are Landon Arnold, Ryan Walter, and Terry Duffy. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. We want to remind you this playoff game being authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance, Chamberlain, and White River, 100.5, K26, 3AW, and Pier, Fort Pier. If you drink, don't drive. Our tip-off brought to you by our friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service, or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins. Treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. Corsica Stickney in the home whites. White River in the road purples, and a tip that was kind of a stalemate as they tipped off Avery Broughton and Rhea Tucker. Broughton wound up taking the basketball. That's a no-no. And so we'll try it again. The tip still controlled by the Jaguars, and they will start first as they bring the basketball across half court. This is Morgan Kleitz with it as she works at the top of the key to Peyton DeLang, left side and inside a hold, and a quick foul called on White River. The Tigers have got here through defense. They need defense to work in their favor throughout this state tournament run, and they foul quickly on Carly Cameron, her first. And quickly, 15 seconds in, the first team foul. And now a turnover for Corsica Stickney. A bad pass on the inbound. White River will steal it away. Across half court, the Lady Tigers with their first offensive possession. Morrison into the hands of Estes as they go cross court. It's Morrison once again. Nice fake, nice drive, nice shot at the rim. It's no good. Corsica Stickney will come away with the rebound. They'll head the other way. Here's the 5'11 junior Avery Broughton to the corner, Rachel Gerlach. Back to Broughton, the three taken, and it is no good. Back tap, it's kept alive. Jaguars with a second chance opportunity as they spin it back out front. It is Kleitz, bad pass and a steal. Malaya Estes with the steal, coast to coast, and the layup good. That is two turnovers for Corsica Stickney. Malaya Estes with the first basket of the ball game for White River. They lead 2-0 a minute into this opening quarter as the Jaguars work with it out front. Kleitz once again. They go inside. Broughton will deal inside. Ball tipped and out of bounds. White River active on the defensive side as they tip it out of bounds. And the ball will belong to Corsica Stickney. Kleitz will inbound baseline left as it comes inside again. Ball tipped and stolen away. And White River, after three Corsica Stickney turnovers, have the basketball. And Kelsey Morrison will slowly push it across half court. The Lady Tigers will settle in. Inside Estes, kick out, a three taken from the right wing. The three is money, and that's from Carly Cameron. Cameron puts it up and in, 5-0. Lady Tigers off to a nice start here as we have played about 90 seconds of this opening quarter. High post, Casey Talsma across the lane and into the hands of Peyton DeLang. She'll drive and fire. Shot tipped and blocked. Up the floor is White River to the rim quickly. And that is Rhea Tucker, who scores the layup, and a quick timeout taken by the Jaguars. A great start for White River. 6:03 remains opening quarter. 7-0 Lady Tigers. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
It's your lucky day. You've just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
Brought to you by Actegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Corsica Stickney looking for their first points of the ball game. We are inside of 6 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. White River taking advantage of three Jaguar turnovers as Corsica Stickney gets it inside. Avery Broughton will put it up and in, and Corsica Stickney is on the board. Players shaking up. White River, Tana Bearheels. Not sure if she lost a contact or what happened. Maybe she just lost her glasses getting tended to. She was messing with her eyes as she turns around and faces me. I realize she is wearing glasses, so off we go. And White River has the basketball. Bear Heels will stay in the ball game. Estes almost lost it, but White River picks up the loose basketball. Around the perimeter, ball tipped and stolen away. White River with their first turnover. Here's Rachel Gerlach up the right sideline. Broughton up top. Thinks about the three, attacks, steps back, launches from deep, the shot no good, and the rebound pulled down by White River. The Lady Tigers have done a dandy job on the glass, and as we mentioned, already forced three turnovers in this opening quarter. They lead 7-2, 5 minutes remain in the period as the Lady Tigers work. Down low, Estes, good defense. Estes out on the elbow, or out on the wing, right side, jumper is up, no good. Rebound, Corsica Stickney, Kleitz up the sideline. Morgan with the crossover, into the lane, ball knocked free, ball knocked loose, and it's stolen. Malaya Estes with the defensive play, and here come the Lady Tigers in a hurry. Left sideline, Estes, she'll stop and pop, the three ball is no good. Rebound loose. White River has it. Back out front it comes. Here's Carly Cameron into the hands of Kelsey Morrison. 4.5 minutes remain in the quarter. It is a 7-2 lead for White River. They scored the first 7 of the ball game and got off to a great start here in this opening round game of the State B. Back out to Estes with 18 on the shot clock. Cameron left side of the key. High post now and into the hands of Tana. Bear heels bounce fast down low. It's Cameron, or pardon me, Morrison to the rim. Shot no good there. And Corsica Stickney will get the rebound. They'll try to force the issue up the floor to the rim. Rachel Gerlach with the hoop and the harm and a chance at a 3-point play. The foul is going to be whistled on, I believe, Tucker. We'll wait for the official call, and we're going to have a media timeout here. With 4:03 remaining in the opening quarter, it is 7-4. The lead belongs to White River, and we will take a timeout and return. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pier with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Horizon Healthcare congratulates all of our high school state tournament basketball teams and celebrates their dedication and spirit. South Dakota has a long-standing tradition of high school sports, and Horizon Healthcare is proud to support it. Here's to student athletes, great competition, school spirit, and teamwork. Good luck to all the competition from Horizon Healthcare, and enjoy the game.
As our lead as White River has the 3-point advantage. We go back to the Corsica Stickney free throw line. Rachel Gerlach finishing up the attempt at the 3-point play. Shot is up, no good. Rebound comes off long and out of bounds. Tana Bearheels whistled for the personal. That will be her first and for White River, their second team foul of the ballgame. 7-4, the lead to White River halfway through the opening quarter. Estes across to half court. Now Morrison, high post pass. White River on the perimeter. This is Lily Krogman who just checked in. Up top is Estes. The fadeaway, no good. Rachel Gerlach will get the rebound. And here comes Corsica Stickney. A 3-tie as White River, again, scoring the first 7 points in the ballgame, have the lead early. And the Jaguars operate. Gerlach down low into double coverage. Peyton DeLange, and good position there by the Lady Tigers. And Gerlach could not, or DeLange rather, could not break the double team, couldn't split it. And it's called for the travel, and that will be 5 turnovers already in this opening quarter for Corsica Stickney. And White River again with the basketball. Nice back cut, Estes to the rim, though. Shot is up, no good. Getting over there late was Avery Broughton to help defensively. Forced Estes to alter the shot. Corsica Stickney the other way. 3-ball up and good. That is Morgan Kleitz. And all of a sudden, it's tied at 7. White River with the first 7 points of the ball game. Corsica Stickney has scored the last 7. We've got a lot of basketball to be played here at the Watertown Civic Arena. Morrison on the move left side. Out front into the hands of Lily Krogman. Around the perimeter it comes. Rhea Tucker. Back to the top. To Malaya Estes. 10 on the shot clock. Corsica Stickney playing a man-to-man. Estes will spread out, screen up top. Estes will try to drive, but good help defense for the Jaguars. But Estes buries the 17-footer, her second field goal of the ballgame, and it is 9-7. White River back out in front by 2. 2:25 remains in the opening quarter. Out front, Morgan Kleitz, the senior with the dribble. Passes, gets it back underneath the basket too deep. DeLange had it, loses it. Her pocket was picked there by Malaya Estes. And that is 6 turnovers for Corsica Stickney. And the White River defense has done their job here in the early going. Morrison across to half court. Now Corsica Stickney forces the ball away. Second turnover on White River and then a foul. And that is going to be whistled against White River. Malaya Alstis with her first personal foul. That will be the third team foul for White River. Inside of 2 minutes remain in the opening quarter. 9-7 is our score. As Corsica Stickney across half court. Ball tipped. It's stolen away. It's Rhea Tucker with the steal. And she loses the basketball. Tried to go the reverse route with the layup and couldn't put it home. She was defended well there. And Morgan Kleitz did what she had to do there. Just kind of got in the way. Didn't commit the foul. And Tucker, the left side of the rim, tried to go up with the left hand first, realized she couldn't get there, tried the reverse layup, and lost the basketball out of bounds. So three, make it four turnovers now for White River. And here is a three for Corsica Stickney, trying to get their first lead in the game. Shot no good, but the offensive rebound, Rachel Gerlach, she'll put it up and in. That ties the ball game at 9 with a minute 20 remaining in the opening quarter. Estes will slowly bring it across half court. Now Morrison. Bounce pass, Estes on the left side of the key. Krogman with the screen out front. Estes will drive and fire. The shot no good, but a foul called. Malaya Estes will get free throws as the foul here will be whistled on Morgan Kleitz, and that will be her first personal foul. Malaya Estes at the free throw line, who has scored 4 points in the ballgame. Her first trip to the free throw line this afternoon, and the first is wide left and no good. 9-9 is our score. 1:08 remain in the opening quarter. Here is the second free throw. That is up, and that is good. So Estes hits 1 of 2 to put White River back out in front, and now substitutions as White River will send Camaria Krogman into the ballgame, a 5'10 sophomore. And Corsica Stickney will work to the final minute of the quarter. Fights on the drive with the crossover. Sends it to the corner. Three taken. That is up no good from the right corner. Rachel Gerlach with it. That won't go. And White River will bring the basketball across half court once again. Estes, high post Lily Krogman. She works the dribble. Back out front. Gives it to Morrison. Now Estes at the point. 15 on the shot clock for the Lady Tigers, and Estes will again clear out. Works to the right, spins into the lane. The pull-up is no good. The rebound to Corsica Stickney. The Jaguars will push. Up the sideline, it's Gerlach out front into the hands of Avery Broughton on the wing. Back to Gerlach. Now Broughton triple covered. She's held and a foul call. The personal, I think, is going to go on Estes. We'll wait for the official call as Ryan Walter heads to the scorer's table. And Malaya Estes picks up her second personal foul. For White River, the fourth team foul, just one for Corsica Stickney so far. And that has been a byproduct of the way both of these teams have played defense. White River has been in attack mode since the opening tip. Jumper by Peyton DeLang, no good. Offensive rebound to Corsica Stickney. Down low as time winds down, another jumper taken. This is Morgan Kleitz. It's no good. White River will get the rebound. Here is Estes. She'll try to go from three quarter court. The shot is offline and no good, and that ends the opening quarter. Our scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. The lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com, 10-9 White River. And we're back for the second quarter in 1 minute from Watertown on KPLO.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
quickly. The Double-A tournament an hour behind us out in Rapid City. Sioux Falls, Washington, leading Sioux Falls Jefferson 37-34. They are in the fourth quarter of that ball game. The A tournament going on in Brookings. It is St. Thomas More and Lakota Tech. They are in the second quarter. It's 13-12. St. Thomas More is out in front. Here, a foul on Peyton DeLang will be her first personal foul. And the second team foul for Corsica Stickney. Here's Malaya Estes off the inbound. And Estes will put the three up and down. 13-9, White River leading early in the second quarter. With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Thank you for joining us. Gerlach down low, Broughton. Avery with the jumper. It's no good. She tries to keep it alive and tip it to herself. But the ball will go out of bounds and belong to White River. So White River has done what they've wanted to do offensively. As going to the bench, Rhea Tucker checks in. Checking out will be Kamaria Krogman. But White River has done things on the defensive end, forcing six turnovers already. And working with a four-point lead, scoring those first 7 points of the contest did not hurt White River's cause either. The Lady Tigers will work here. Morrison out front. Estes on the wing left side. 17 on the shot clock. Up top, Carly Cameron. She'll drive and fire. Shot rolls off the rim and no good. Rebound out of bounds. Off, of course, it gets Stickney. And White River will get the possession here as they'll inbound it underneath their own basket. From the right side of the key, it will be Morrison who will put it in play. The 5'7 senior with the inbound and then a foul away from the ball. Before the inbound, we're going to have an illegal screen called on White River. Carly Cameron with her second personal foul. And the foul's really starting to add up now for White River. That is five, but Cameron, the second White River player with two personals. Long ways to go here in the second quarter. Broughton down low, turns around, shot no good, rebound loose. We're going to have a foul called. Again, it's going to be whistled on White River. This time it's on Lily Krogman, who picks up personal foul number one. And for White River, team foul number six. And Corsica Stickney have only attempted one free throw so far in the first half. It looks like they are on their way to getting a lot of free throws in this second quarter. Morgan Kites will inbound as it comes down low. And off the glass, Casey Tolsma with a shot that's no good. She'll get her own rebound. It's Kites to Tolsma. Shot is good. Count the basket and a foul is called. Another foul whistled against White River. And the personal is going to be whistled on Lily Krogman. That is her second personal foul. And Casey Tolsma, the chance to complete the three-point play. Free throw is no good, but keep in mind, Corsica Stickney will be in the bonus for the remainder of this first half. White River leading 13-11. 6.5 minutes remain until the halftime break as the Lady Tigers will work out front. It is Cameron, now Morrison, back into the hands of Estes as the shot clock's at 18. Estes will drive. Crossover, go left, pass off. Cameron now. Now Morrison up top. Lily Krogman, the three ball is offline and no good. Rebound pulled down by Corsica Stickney. And here come the Jaguars. They can tie with a two or take the lead with a three. Down low, DeLang. Inside, shot up, taken there. That is no good by Avery Broughton. She'll get her own rebound to DeLang. She'll work into the lane. Down low and to the rim. Shot is good. That is Casey Tolsma. And back-to-back bucket scored by the 5'9 senior. And we are tied at 13-all as we work our way through the second quarter. Malaya Estes will slowly work it across half court. Elsie Morrison on the wing right side. The skip pass to the corner. And an open look from the left side. Jumper by Rhea Tucker is no good. Of course, Stickney will get the rebound. They'll head the other way. Broughton with a three ball. That is no good. And the rebound to White River. The Tigers dodge a bullet and then almost turn the basketball over. And Rhea Tucker with the outlet pass. It was tipped and out of bounds. There defensively, Peyton DeLang. But White River will keep possession here. 13-13 is our score. 5:16 remains until halftime. The Lady Tigers work the basketball into their front court. Estes, now Morrison on the right side of the key. Morrison will send back out front. It is to Estes. Nice screen and roll as they go down low. Then a Bear Heels goes to the rim, shot at block. White River picks up the loose basketball. Morrison on the move, and she is bumped and will get free throws as a foul is called. Corsica Stickney with their third team foul, and it will be whistled on Casey Tolsma. And the first dead ball inside of 5 minutes means it's our media timeout. It's 13-13 with 4:56 remaining until halftime. We'll take a 60-second break and return. Coverage of regional high school basketball and the state B-boy or girls basketball tournament continues after this on KPLO.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
.456 remains in the first half. We are tied at 13. White River scored the first seven. Corsica Stickney scored the next seven. We've seesawed back and forth since. Kelsey Morrison shooting a pair of free throws. First one is up and good. That puts White River back out in front. We have been tied twice. They get three times. As White River breaks the tie here with a pair of free throws up and good by Morrison. And it is 15-13. As up and down we go, these two solid ball clubs operate here. They will battle. Going to the rim, Morgan Kleitz. So she got a step on the defense and was able to get to the rim. Shot was a little too strong, but as they battled for the rebound, it's out of bounds off of the Lady Tigers. And Corsica Stickney will inbound it. Broughton. Out front, ball tipped, it's knocked free, it's loose, and White River's going to come away with it. On the move, Rhea Tucker, down low to the rim, shot no good, and the rebound out of bounds, off of Corsica Stickney, and the Lady Tigers will get another offensive opportunity. That is seven turnovers for Corsica Stickney, and the majority of those have been forced by some quick hands and just pesky defense, but it has come at a cost. As White River has got themselves in a little bit of foul trouble here, but if they can keep scoring, they'll be all right. And they get a jumper from the left side of the free throw line from Rhea Tucker that is up and good. And that makes it a 17-13 game as White River back out in front by four. Here is Kleitz on the move to the right block. Shot is no good. Malaya Estes will control the rebound. White River will head the other way as we are halfway through the second quarter. Estes with it. Out front, Morrison. A little bit to the left of the top of the key as she works her way back up top. Goes high post. Tana Bear Heels down low. Estes through a double team. She'll fake and fire. Shot is no good. But Tana Bear Heels there with the offensive rebound, and she puts it up and in. And another scoring run for White River finds them out in front by a half dozen. And Corsica Stickney will take the timeout. 3:40 remains in our first half. 19-13 White River. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center. Center.
The other state tournament halftime in the A tournament, St. Thomas More and Lakota Tech. It's 23-21 St. Thomas More. Late in the fourth quarter. Sioux Falls, Washington leading Sioux Falls, Jefferson 43-36. Here, 19-13. White River with a 6-point lead. Down low, Avery Broughton inside. Shot is up and good. The 5'11 junior with her second basket of this first half makes it 19-15. 3:20 remains until the break. A very good crowd here for this afternoon, State B. Here is Malaya Estes off the feed, high post. Shot no good, but the offensive rebound, White River. Tana Bearheels will earn a pair of free throws as Corsica Stickney whistled for the foul. I think that's Avery Broughton that will be whistled for the personal foul. Pardon me, Casey Tolsma. Tolsma with her second, with her first personal foul. Tana Bearheels shooting two. She'll put the first one up and good. Avery Broughton does pick up her first personal foul as they correct that on the scoreboard. 3:11 remains in the opening half. Tana Bearheels with 3 points so far, make it four. The second free throw is up and good. White River 5 of 6 from the free throw line. 21-15. As we work our way to the 3-minute mark of the half, Morgan Kleitz with a nice crossover drive gets into the lane though. Good help defense from White River forces a turnover. That is 8 on Corsica Stickney and really has been the difference in this ballgame. As the Tigers, Lady Tigers, will again settle in and operate offensively. They have been the more deliberate squad. If you look at running the offense and waiting for the offense to do what it does, and they always, with them, they have the opportunity, whether it's Morrison or whether it's Estes, to be able to create some shots here. Morrison, the shot clock winds down, will try a jumper here that's up no good, and a foul is going to be called on Corsica Stickney, and Morrison honestly was bailed out there as she just forced a shot up with the right hand. It was kind of an underhand shot. Morgan Kleitz will be whistled for the personal. That will be her second. And for White River, it will send Kelsey Morrison to the free throw line to shoot two. The free throw is up and good. And the Lady Tigers taking advantage of opportunities. We talked about turnovers, but now it's been free throws. And we talked about White River being in free throw or perhaps in a little bit of foul trouble as Corsica Stickney has been in the bonus for the better part of this second quarter. But White River is going to have a big advantage free throw wise. That was their 8th free throw attempt of the half. They are 7 of 8 from the free throw line, and they have an 8-point advantage now, 23-15. That is their biggest lead of the ball game. 2:25 remains in the half. Broughton with it out front and into the hands of Sutton Eide, who just checked in. Broughton baseline right, gets into traffic, tries to feed it back out, and it's off the fingertips of Eide and out of bounds. And another turnover for the Jaguars. That is their 9th of the ball game. And Corsica Stickney, who has not used full court pressure, allows White River to inbound it, and they'll slowly work the basketball across half court. And again, that works to what the Lady Tigers want to do. Morrison out front. Fades left, goes to Estes up top. She'll cross over and drive, pushes off just a little. Fires from 17, shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Corsica Stickney. And then as we head up the floor, a whistle and a foul. That is going to be whistled on White River, and it will be on Rhea Tucker. And that will be her first personal foul. That's team foul number 8. So we will walk to the Corsica Stickney in for free throws. This will be their 3rd free throw attempt of the ball game. Avery Broughton, her first trip to the stripe, the 5'11 junior with 4 points so far, trying to end a scoring run. It has been an 8-2, or make it a 10-2 scoring run by White River as of late. Free throw is up and good by Broughton to make it a 23-16 score. We were tied at 13 all. Then White River was able to push the lead, and they led by 8. Second free throw by Broughton is up and good, and it is a 6-point ball game at 23-17. Inside of 2 minutes remain in the first half. And all in all, a good first half of basketball for White River. Morrison, Estes, left side of the key. Out front, Rhea Tucker, the sophomore, will handle. Now back to the top of the key, Carly Cameron. They swing it to the wing to Morrison, and a reach and a foul on Corsica Stickney. It will be on Sutton Eide in the 5'5 junior. Picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 6 on Corsica Stickney, which means that White River will be in the bonus for the remainder of the half. Lily Krogman in. Tana Bear Heels will check out. White River will inbound the basketball. Estes working with it out front. Morrison on the right side. Back out front. Round the perimeter. Krogman. Now Carly Cameron back out front to Morrison. Still plenty of time on the shot clock. And another possession where White River is content to roll the basketball side to side. Here is Estes. Nice pass down low. Shot no good, but the offensive rebound there for White River. Lily Krogman couldn't finish. Tries to get the offensive rebound. She does. And as we battle for the basketball, we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Corsica Stickney, and it will be on Peyton DeLange. That will be her second personal foul. Lily Krogman just keeping at it. She'll earn a free throw here. This will be a one-and-one situation after Corsica Stickney's seventh team foul. The free throw is up, no good. 23-17, White River leads final minute of the first half. Broughton across the time stripe to the right side on the wing. Good defense to make her give up the basketball. Back out front, J.C. Kemp, a 5'9 sophomore, checks in. She gets a touch out front. Now it's DeLange with it. Down the lane, double dribble, but drives and fires. Shot no good. Rebound loose. Inside Avery Broughton. That shot is no good. White River will get the rebound, and then a foul called. It's going to go on White River. The foul will be on Lily Krogman, and for Lily, that is personal foul number 3. She is the first White River player with 3 personal fouls. Sutton Idy to the free throw line. She will shoot 2. Actually, this will be a 1-1. The free throw is up, and it is good. She'll earn the second free throw. 23-18. 38 seconds remain until halftime. As the second free throw comes, and that is up and good by the junior Sutton Idy. 4-point game now at 23-19. Shot clock and game clock about 2 seconds apart as White River slowly crosses half court. Morrison at the top to the wing right side. Krogman and a whistle and a foul. Are we going to have a timeout? I think we're going to have a timeout taking White River. It comes here with 28 seconds remaining in the first half. A 30-second break. It's 23-19 White River. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pier with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Brought to you by Keg Rakers. Ahead, maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Keg Rakers cooperative today. White River using their first time out of the ball game. They will hold, try to hold for the final shot of the quarter. Morrison, Estes. They swing into the wing now, right side. Carly Cameron inside. Lily Krogman shot no good. Estes with the loose basketball. She'll take it to the rim and score. Malaya Estes scores the basket. Here is Avery Broughton for 3. That shot is no good. And we are at the halftime break. 25-19. White River with a 6-point advantage. And our scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment, including a John Deere 4240 tractor. It's right there at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks in Buy Right Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in South Dakota. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Horizon Healthcare congratulates all of our high school state tournament basketball teams and celebrates their dedication and spirit. South Dakota has a long-standing tradition of high school sports, and Horizon Healthcare is proud to support it. Here's to student athletes, great competition, school spirit, and teamwork. Good luck to all the competition from Horizon Healthcare, and enjoy the game.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
Back here at the Watertown Civic Arena, we are at halftime of this opening round game of the State B-Boys Basketball Tournament. Good one between White River and Corsica Stickney. White River has led. They scored the first 7 points of this ball game. We've seen both teams with a couple scoring runs. We've had one lead change, three different ties in the contest. White River with the advantage here at the break. 25-19 is our halftime score. We look at individual scoring in this contest. And leading the way, let's look at Corsica Stickney first. Avery Broughton leading the way, the 5'11 junior with 6 points. Rachel Gerlach, Casey Tolsma each with four. 2 points off the bench for Sut 90, three for Morgan Kleitz in the ballgame. The only three-pointer hit by Corsica Stickney in the contest. They have 19 here at the halftime break. Corsica Stickney goes to the free throw line six times in the first half. They were 4 of 6 from the free throw line. And again, Corsica Stickney, as we mentioned through the broadcast, especially in the first quarter, really bothered by White River's defense, their quick hands, and the turnovers committed, 9 in the first half for the Jaguars, as they gave White River some opportunities to score early, and they were able to do that. Again, they scored the first 7 points of the ballgame, only to see Corsica Stickney come back with a 7-0 run of their own to tie the game at 7-all. For White River, in double figures, Malaya Elsis, the 5'7 senior, with 10 points. 4 points for Kelsey Morrison, 4 for Rhea Tucker. 4 points in the ball game for Tanner Bearheels, and 3 points for Carly Cameron, as all five starters have scored in this first half for the Lady Tigers. White River has hit 2 3-point baskets in the first half. They had opportunities, though, from the free throw line. They went there 9 times, wound up going 7 of 9 from the free throw line, and they kept the turnover total low as they turned it over just 4 times in the first half. In the other tournaments, Sioux Falls Jefferson with an 11-0 run. They knock off Sioux Falls Washington in the opening round game of the AA tournament out in Rapid City. Of course, with a Mountain Time start, they're a little bit behind us here. Sioux Falls Jefferson defeating Sioux Falls Washington 47-43. In the A tournament, Wagner outlasted Red Cloud. That was a wild contest. Finally won by the Red Raiders 68-62. St. Thomas More leads Dakota Tech 24-23 at halftime. And here at the B tournament, an upset between the number one and number eight seed. Eight seed Viberg Hurley knocks off one seed Aberdeen Roncalli. 69-58 was the score in that ball game. And the winner of this ball game will take on Viberg Hurley at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Also, in the sports world, a tentative agreement to end the baseball lockout. It's been reported that players will be able to report to spring training this weekend. The tentative opening day for Major League Baseball is April 7th, and that is good news there. And good news for the White River Tigers here on a Thursday afternoon in Watertown. They lead Corsica Stickney 25-19 as we work here at the halftime break. We'll take a three-minute timeout, and we'll start the second half. It will be Corsica Stickney with the basketball when we return for coverage of the State B from KPLO.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Well, we start the second half. Corsica Stickney with the basketball, and Avery Broughton. Puckett takes it a four-point ball game, and a White River miss at their end. And here come the Jaguars. Corner three, it's no good. That's Rachel Gerlach. Backside rebound, Peyton DeLange. And another opportunity. Broughton down low has to give it up. They send it back out. A Morgan Kleitz three is no good. And White River's defense turns away Corsica Stickney. It's 25-21. Here's Malaya Estes out front and into the hands of Carly Cameron. She will drive. Now it's Kelsey Morrison. Bounce pass back to Cameron. And she will drive and kick. Back out to Tana Bearheels. Malaya Estes down with 15 on the shot clock. White River will settle in. Estes with the drive. The spin, the pull-up is good. Malaya Estes scoring the basket. She leads all scorers as she has scored 12 points for White River. It's 27-21. We have traded baskets so far here in the third quarter. Avery Broughton on the move. Shot no good. A lot of contact and no foul called. White River gets the rebound. They're going to call Malaya Estes for traveling. She had looked down to make sure Carly Cameron was all right. Cameron took a big-time shot from Avery Broughton as Broughton went charging into the lane, but no foul called. And after the White River turnover, Corsica Stickney will have the basketball. Kleitz, entry pass to Talsma. It's tipped and knocked away, but Corsica Stickney gets it back down low. The turnaround is no good. They're letting them play in the paint. Finally down low, a foul's going to be called on White River. The Tigers in a little bit of foul trouble here. The foul's going to be on Tana Bearheels, and that will be her second. Lily Krogman, who comes off the bench from time to time for White River, has three. There are three different White River players with two. And that was the first foul of the second half. As Corsica Stickney will inbound, they get it to Avery Broughton, and another foul called. I believe it's Bearheels again. There were two Lady Tigers in the vicinity. We'll wait for the call, as it will be on Tana Bearheels, or pardon me, Carly Cameron, and that will be her third personal foul. Avery Broughton with a pair of free throws for Corsica Stickney as they trail by a half dozen. The first one is up good. 2 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. It's 27-22. White River hanging on to the advantage. Second free throw is up, and it is good. 27-23. White River leads here in this third quarter with John Neff at DRG Media Group's home office. My name's Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us for our coverage this afternoon of the opening round of the State B. The winner will take on Byberg Hurley tomorrow night. Estes out front. On the drive, the pull-up. Shot is short. Foul called. It's going to be whistled on Peyton DeLange, who picks up her third personal foul. DeLange came over to contest that shot late. The shot from Estes wound up to be really a line drive that was off the front of the iron. Then the foul was called. The free throw is up and good. This will be a two-shot situation for the 5'7 senior. Makes the first free throw. She has 13 points now in the ballgame. It's 28-23. Second free throw up. That is good. And Estes 3 of 4 from the free throw line in the ballgame this afternoon. 29-23 is our score. And Morgan Kleitz with the dribble as she brings it across to half court to the wing now. On the right side, Rachel Gerlach out front, Avery Broughton. Broughton will step away from her defender and pull up from long range. The shot is up and good. She has 12 points now in the ballgame. 29-25. As back and forth we go here in this third quarter. White River with the basketball, Rhea Tucker. Now Kelsey Morrison, Malaya Estes, she will work her way to the rim. She will draw a foul, and another pair of free throws for Malaya Estes as the foul on Corsica Stickney will be team foul number 2 of the half, and it will be the 4th on Peyton DeLange. That will change what Corsica Stickney wants to do defensively, obviously, as Malaya Estes shoots a pair of free throws, and the first one is up good. It's fun to watch these coaches make defensive and offensive adjustments. And one thing we did not see Malaya do quite as much in the first half is attack the rim. And she has done that on the last two or three possessions. And she has been able to be rewarded with free throws. She's hit 4 free throws in this third quarter and now has 16 points. It's 31-25. Back to a 6-point lead for White River. Inside of 5 minutes remain in the third quarter. As Corsica Stickney works out front. Gerlach, baseline right. Inside it comes Broughton. Avery with the tough shot off glass and good. Avery Broughton starting to warm up as well. She has 14 points in the ballgame, 31-27. But Corsica Stickney, who trailed by six at halftime, just trading baskets at this point with White River. Here is Estes drawing double coverage. She'll fake and fire. Shot will roll off, no good. She'll try to hustle down her own rebound and just misjudged it. It winds up going off the front of her foot and out of bounds. And off the missed free throw, we can call that a defensive stop for Corsica Stickney. And we are at the media timeout. It comes with 4:28 remaining third quarter. It is 31-27. The lead to White River. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and run a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, they can handle it all. So schedule your appointment today at Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Integra, acres ahead, maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Here's Morgan Feitz out front, loses the dribble. Avery Broughton makes a nice nice play to keep the possession for Corsica Stickney. Here are the Gerlach three, left side, it's money. Rachel Gerlach buries the three, and it's a one-point ball game, 31-30. The first three of the second half for the Jaguars. Here's Malaya Estes for White River as she plays give and go with Carly Cameron. Back to Estes, out front Cameron, as she'll work the dribble back to the top of the key. Plenty of time on the shot clock for White River. They spread the basketball around. It goes from Tucker now to Estes, who will work off of a screen, sends it out. It's a Tucker three. That is no good. Rebound loose. White River has it. It's Tana Bareheels, and she double dribbled. Had the rebound, but was in traffic. And was wanting to pass it out, but instead had to put it to the floor and dribble, and it's called for the double dribble. A turnover for White River, their second of the half. And now Corsica Stickney with a chance to get the lead for the first time this afternoon. Avery Broughton down the lane, swings into the corner. The open look for Kleitz. The three is up, no good. Rebound loose. White River is going to come away with it. And as much contact as there was, everybody from both sides slowed down, expected a whistle, didn't see one. White River, who had the ball in their hands, now heads the other way. It is Morrison to Estes. Malaya will drive and fire. Dumps it inside instead. Easier shot for Tana Bareheel. She'll put it up and in. Big bucket there for White River to make it a three-point ball game at 33-30. 2:45 remains third quarter. Here's Morgan Kleitz, the senior on the drive. Down low, Gerlach. Shot is good. Rachel Gerlach with back-to-back buckets for Corsica Stickney. 33-32, the White River lead is at one. Bareheels on the move, off glass, good. Tana Bareheels with back-to-back buckets for White River. 35-32, working to the two-minute mark remaining in the quarter. Gerlach on the move, sends it out to nobody, and the ball will go out of bounds. And for Corsica Stickney, their 10th turnover of the ball game, their first turnover of the second half. And checking in for White River, as they will go to their bench. Lily Krogman checks in. Kelsey Morrison will check out for just the break here in this third quarter. Malay Estes will handle the point guard duties as she brings it across to half court. It is now to Cameron. Carly will work out front. Bareheels in the wing left and back out in front into the hands of Rhea Tucker. Now it's Estes who steps back and watches the deep three. It's up, no good. Rebound to Corsica Stickney, up the floor they come. It's Avery Broughton. Now Kleitz on the move. She goes to the rim. Shot, it's no good. Broughton with the rebound. That putback won't go. And a foul is going to be called on White River. And the foul looks like it's going to be on Lily Krogman. And Lily, who just checked in this third quarter, had three personals in the first half, picks up her fourth personal foul. And free throws for Avery Broughton, who is 4 of 4 from the stripe this afternoon. That string continues as her first of two free throws is up and good. 35-33, White River leading, 1:48 remains third quarter. Kelsey Morrison back in as Tana Bearheels will check out. Here is the second Avery Broughton free throw, and that is offline and no good. White River will chase down the rebound. 35-33, White River by 2, 1:40 remains in the third quarter. Kelsey Morrison with the dribble out front. Passing off Camaria Krogman, down low Estes, back to Krogman, who goes to the rim, shot is blocked. Defensive play, Corsica Stickney, they'll head the other way. 2-tie, a 3 would give them their first lead of the ballgame. Here is Kleitz on the drive, it comes to Talsma. Back out front, Broughton, 3-ball is no good. And White River will dodge a bullet and come away with the rebound once again. Leading by 2 at 35-33, 1:10 remains in the third quarter. Estes loses the basketball, now will drive. Dumps it to the baseline, and now they send it back out. Morrison, Estes, trying to post, will fire the jumper, and it's up good. Malaya Estes with a big basket for White River, and a timeout taken by the Tigers. The Lady Tigers will take the timeout here with 56 seconds remaining in the in the third quarter. It's a full timeout. White River leads by 4, 37-33. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Horizon Healthcare congratulates all of our high school state tournament basketball teams and celebrates their dedication and spirit. South Dakota has a long-standing tradition of high school sports, and Horizon Healthcare is proud to support it. Here's to student athletes, great competition, school spirit, and teamwork. Good luck to all the competition from Horizon Healthcare, and enjoy the game.
Remain in the third quarter here at the Watertown Civic Arena. It is 37-33. White River with a 4-point advantage. Corsica Stickney had a chance to take the lead on two different occasions, but came away empty offensively. They will work down low here. Broughton on the move and goes to the rim, shot tipped and out of bounds. White River, they say, touched it last. Broughton wound up on the deck. I think she expected contact, and White River kind of pulled the chair out from under her, and she spun to the rim, wound up going down, but they say White River tipped the ball, which gives it to Corsica Stickney down low. This is Kleitz, high post, Broughton, Avery with the 12-footer. That is up no good. Rebound loose. White River will come away with it. The defensive play made by the Lady Tigers. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Shot clock basically off as the Lady Tigers bring it into the front court, and they're going to play. They're going to play keep away out front here with a 4-point advantage. Estes works at the top as they swing it to Kelsey Morrison. Morrison on the drive to the left side. They throw the skip pass. This is Carly Cameron to Estes down low. Camaria Krogman shot is no good. Estes with the offensive rebound. She puts it up and in. And that is how we close out the third quarter, and that was a big, big bucket off of an offensive rebound by Malaya Estes. 20 in the ballgame, 10 in the quarter for the 5'7 senior. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We disco here in Watertown. We return in 1 minute on KPLO.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Say hello to those of you joining us worldwide at our website, drgnews.com. White River with the lead going into the fourth quarter, 39-33. The Tigers inside. Rhea Tucker can't finish, and the ball goes out of bounds as we battle for the rebound. And it belongs to Corsica Stickney, who has not led in this ball game. We were last tied in the opening quarter. And now Corsica Stickney trailing by six will operate. Morgan Kleitz up top. Morgan down the lane. The off-balance shot is no good. But then foul's going to be called on White River. And there's free throws upcoming. It will be the third team foul of the half for White River. But we talked about the fouls adding up in this. Actually, the fourth of the second half. It will be the third on Malaya Astis. She has three. Carly Cameron with three personal fouls as well. Morgan Kleitz shooting a pair of free throws. She'll put the first one up and good. An update from the A tournament. Lakota Tech leading St. Thomas More 35-30. That's with 4:49 remaining fourth quarter. We'll try to update that score as we roll along here. Second free throw by Kleitz is up and good. And Morgan with 5 points in the ball game, and it is 39-35. A lot of basketball to be played here. Over 7 minutes remain in the fourth quarter with John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us for our coverage of the Stain B on the drive. This is Malaya Astis, and she is bumped and a foul called. The personal will be on Casey Talsma, the senior, with her second personal foul. And for Corsica Stickney, team foul number three. So a new shot clock for the Lady Tigers, who have been deliberate offensively. We have not seen a ton of fast break buckets. We have not seen a lot of quick play from either one of these teams. White River may be very content to shorten things up with some long possessions. And away from the basketball, we are going to have a foul called. The foul again, another foul on Corsica Stickney. This time it will be on Morgan Kleitz, and that will be her third personal foul. 39-35 is our score. 6:58 remains in the quarter. Out front it comes and around the perimeter. Working with it. White River gets it inbounded. Rhea Tucker out front. Ball is loose. It's tied up in a jump ball. Timeout. Corsica Stickney had it. A timeout taken quickly. And this will be a 30-second timeout. For White River, it will be a turnover. They're seventh of the ball game, and Corsica Stickney will take a timeout. It's actually a full timeout with 6:49 remaining in the fourth quarter. 39-35, White River. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and Youth Activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
Stay with us during the post game as we bring you the CHS River Plains player of the game, or big play of the game, brought to you by the folks in Golden Buffalo. Corsica Stickney down low. Routon down low, turnaround is up, no good. She'll get her own rebound. She fakes and fires. That shot is blocked. Again, she'll get the rebound. Put that up, no good. Finally, a foul is going to be called on White River. A lot of contact underneath. They've let them play at both ends. The foul here is going to be whistled on Camaria Krogman. And that will be her first personal foul. It will send Avery Broughton to the free throw line for another pair of free throws. It's 39-35. Broughton puts the free throw up and good. It is a three-point ball game now with 6:32 remaining in the fourth quarter. Five team fouls for White River, four for Corsica Stickney. Two timeouts remain for the Jaguars. White River has three timeouts left to use. Second free throw by Broughton is up and good, and it's a one-possession ball game. White River will slowly work the basketball across half court. Morrison puts the ball into the hands of Malaya Estes. To the right side, Rhea Tucker. Tucker holding the basketball, and again, White River will be content to let the shot clock roll here, as it is an Estes drive, firing, shot no good, rebound loose. It is still loose. White River, well, they had it, and then a timeout call. White River will take a 30-second timeout to save the possession. With 6:06 remaining in, dare I say, regulation. It is 39-37 Tigers, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPMO.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
White River will inbound. They'll have a new shot clock as Malaya Estes receives the inbound pass, and the Lady Tigers will work the basketball back out front. 39-37 is our score. Carly Cameron, Rhea Tucker working with it out front. Now it's Estes on the move into double coverage. Shot is blocked. Ball is loose. We going to have a foul called? I think we will. As Malaya Estes will go to the free throw line. The personal is going to be whistled on Avery Broughton, and that will be her second personal foul. Team foul number five for Corsica Stickney. Malaya Estes to the free throw line to shoot two. She has been very good from the free throw line, 4 of 4 from the stripe in the second half. But it's the first of two free throws up and good. 40-37 White River. 5:50 remains fourth quarter. Again, the winner of this ball game will get Viberg Hurley in the first game tomorrow night. Viberg Hurley, the 8th seed, knocks off Aberdeen Roncalli 69-58. Estes hits the second to make it a 4-point ball game. 41-37 on the drive. This is Morgan Kleit. Shot is up, no good. Rebound White River. Their first breakaway of the second half. It's Rhea Tucker to the rim. Shot is no good, though. And Corsica Stickney will get the rebound. Up the floor they come. This is Rachel Gerlach. Gerlach on the right side as they work back out front. Kleitz, Gerlach trying to get the ball into Broughton, but defended well. They go high post, and the free throw line jumper taken is up no good by Peyton DeLang. The rebound, White River. 41-37. Again, a 4-point lead for White River. And again, White River will set things up, and they'll work some clock. Estes on the right side throws the skip pass in an open look, but not shooting as Rhea Tucker. Back out front it comes to Estes, 13 on the shot clock. Estes double covered. Out it comes to Kelsey Morrison with 8, with 7. Morrison will send it to the corner. Bare heels on the move. Shot is no good. Corsica Stickney will get the rebound. Up the floor they come. Gerlach on the move. Gerlach bottled up. They go to Kleitz. Morgan passes off down low. Talsma shot no good, but a foul called. It's going to be on Malaya Estes, and that'll be personal foul number 4. And that will give us our media timeout. 4:33 remains fourth quarter. 41-37 White River. Let's take a 60-second break and return. This is coverage of the State B from KPLO.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 30,000 high school student athletes in South Dakota have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about South Dakota high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Another Agtegra timeout. 4:33 remains in this ballgame. 41-37. Corsica Stickney at the free throw line. This is Casey Talsma shooting 2. These are big free throws for the Jaguars. The first was up, no good. That foul on Malaya Estes is her 4th personal foul. And for the Tigers, their 6th team foul, which means Corsica Stickney is in the bonus for the rest of the way home. Second free throw by Talsma is up and good. She'll hit 1 of 2, and it's a 3-point ball game. 41-38, 4.5 minutes remain in the fourth quarter. Malaya Estes with the dribble across half court. Morrison on the left side, or right side. Back out front. Rhea Tucker. And around the perimeter and back to the top of the key it comes. Tana Bearheel passing off Carly Cameron. And to the top of the key it comes. Morrison on the dribble. Shot clock at 8. Morrison will go to Bear Heels. High post. Around the perimeter. Tucker back out front. And White River needs to create a shot. They cannot as the ball is stolen away. Broughton up the floor. Kleitz to the rim. Shot is no good. And a hard foul committed there by White River. Rhea Tucker will be whistled for the personal. That will be her 2nd. The Tigers with their 8th turnover of the ball game. Their 4th of this second half. And Morgan Kleitz to the free throw line to earn it from the stripe. She has, she has 5 points, and it's 2 of 2 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter. Free throw, good. 41-39 is our score. 3:53 remains in the fourth quarter. Chance to make it a 1-point game once again for Corsica Stickney, and the free throw is up, and it is no good. But that's a lane violation. White River got in there early, jumping it with Carly Cameron, and they're going to give Morgan Kleitz another free throw opportunity here. And Morgan will step to the free throw line. The 5'9 senior will take the free throw, and that is up no good, but Corsica Stickney will get the rebound. Casey Talsma tracked that down. And back out front is Corsica Stickney. On the drive, the Lang to the rim. Shot no good. Rebound. Foul. That's going to go on Corsica Stickney. And Avery Broughton with the personal foul. That will be her 3rd personal. And the 6th team foul for Corsica Stickney. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way here. And for the first time this afternoon, we're going to see full court pressure on the part of Corsica Stickney. But not trapping pressure by any stretch, as Kelsey Morrison will bring the dribble across to half court. 41-39 is our score. 3.5 minutes remain, fourth quarter. Down low, Morrison in the lane. She's bumped and a foul. Corsica Stickney with the seventh team foul and a 1-1 upcoming. As the personal will be on Kleitz, I believe. Yes, Morgan will pick up her fourth personal foul. And Malay Astis will shoot the front end of a 1-1. Chance to add to a two-point lead. Free throw is no good. Corsica Stickney will get the rebound. 3:20 remains. Remember, Corsica Stickney has not led. Gerlach, three ball, no good. The rebound pulled down by White River, and again, the Lady Tigers dodge a bullet. Estes, up the floor. Estes, baseline left, drives and fires. It's no good. Rebound and a foul. If that's on Estes, that's five. We'll wait for the Landon Arnold call, and it will not be on Malaya Estes. Instead, it's on Rhea Tucker, and that will be her third personal foul. And to the Corsica Stickney in for free throws, the 5'11 junior, Avery Broughton. 5 of 6 from the free throw line in the second half. She has 17 points as she tries to add to that total here. The free throw is up good. 1 point ball game at 41-40. We had one lead change. White River has led, but we were tied three times. Chance to tie for the first time here in the second half, and the free throw is up good. 41-41 with 3:04 remaining. As White River will work to inbound the basketball. Kelsey Morrison across half court. Both teams with two timeouts remaining. Both teams in the bonus. As we work our way through this fourth quarter. Out front, it's Estes. On the move, shovel pass Morrison. Gives up the three, steps inside the arc and fires. Shot is no good. Rebound loose. Contact. The jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow to Corsica. Well, is it White River? No, Corsica Stickney basketball. From our vantage point here high atop the Watertown Civic Arena, a little difficult for us to see what direction the possession arrow was pointed to, but now we get our bearings, and Corsica Stickney has the basketball. The Jaguars looking to get the lead for the first time this afternoon. High post, it's Broughton down low. Gerlach, she'll look to send it back out. Gerlach will drive, sends it back to DeLang. Payton will work with it. 15 on the shot clock for Corsica Stickney. Down low, Gerlach, she'll fake. Bounce pass up top. A free throw line jumper taken. That is up no good by Casey Talsma. Offensive rebound, Avery Broughton. Shot is no good. Rebound loose. Tied up. And a jump ball. And it's going to belong to White River. So another one of those instances where Corsica Stickney had the opportunity to do damage inside, but the White River defense turns them away. 41-41 is our score. 2:08 remains in the fourth quarter. Can White River hang on? Malaya Estes, the 5'7 senior with four personal fouls, brings the basketball across half court. Kelsey Morrison back to Estes. It will not be far from her hands at any given time. Inside entry pass. It's tipped and stolen. Turnover White River. Corsica Stickney on the move. Gerlach loses the handle. Ball is loose, but right into the hands of Morgan Kleitz, who goes to the rim and scores. 43-41. Corsica Stickney with their first lead of the ball game. 90 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. Estes out front. The crossover loses the dribble. Now it's knocked away and loose. Turnover White River. And here is DeLang down low, shot up off glass, good. Peyton DeLang with her first basket of the ball game, and all of a sudden Corsica Stickney has a 4-point lead. Here is Estes on the move for White River. Directing some traffic, now goes to Kelsey Morrison. Three is taken, it's up, no good. Corsica Stickney will get the rebound. White River will commit the foul. And what a turn of events in the last 90 seconds of this ballgame. White River was in business, but their offense sputtered. And a few turnovers gave Corsica Stickney opportunities. They finally got their first lead of the ballgame and will be at the free throw line after a White River timeout. 1:02 remains in the ballgame. It's 45-41 Corsica Stickney. We'll take a 30-second break here and return. This is coverage to the opening round of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament from KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Let's set the stage for you with a minute two remaining in the fourth quarter. It's 45-41, Corsica Stickney. White River down to one full timeout remaining. Corsica Stickney, I believe, has a 30 and a full timeout left to use. Possession arrow points towards Corsica Stickney. Both teams are in the bonus. The next foul for White River will put Corsica Stickney in the double bonus. Here, a 1-1 situation for Avery Broughton, who has scored 19 points this afternoon for the Jaguars. Free throw number one is good. 46-41. And I should have kept track, but this is a nice scoring run. We talked about that 7-0 scoring run that White River had to start the ball game. I believe White River was up 41-36. Maybe it was 41-38, but either way, it's been a nice scoring run for Corsica Stickney, and they've done a good job with defensive stops. They force another turnover here. 47-41, Corsica Stickney. Avery Broughton makes the defensive play there, and now Malaya Estes trying to work through a screen, I think, just picked up her fifth personal foul. She was trying to chase the play defensively and thought she could work around a screen, wound up basically going through it and committing her fifth personal foul. She will foul out of the ballgame for White River, scoring 22 points. She will check out of the ballgame. White River will send Malena Brave into the contest for the first time. The double bonus for Peyton DeLang. The first one is up good. DeLang hit the bucket to give Corsica Stickney a 4-point lead. Morgan Kleitzwell scored the basket to give him the first lead of the ballgame, but DeLang has made some big buckets here in the fourth quarter of this ballgame. Misses the free throw, and on the rebound, foul is going to be called on Corsica Stickney. It will be on Casey Talsma, and that is her third personal foul. Kelsey Morrison to the free throw line for White River. And for White River to have any opportunity here, these are big free throws for the 5'7 senior. Morrison, 4-4 from the free throw line in the first half. She has not attempted a free throw here in the second half. Again, the 1-1 free throw is good. Here is the second free throw by Kelsey Morrison. That one will rim in and out, no good. Corsica Stickney will get the rebound. Quick outlet, Morgan Kleitz up the floor. Gerlach back to Kleitz, who will fake and fire. Shot is no good. White River will get the rebound, and now Morrison will have to hurry. Up the floor, it's Marlena Brave to the rim. Shot is up, no good, but a foul is called, and it will be on Avery Broughton. It's good to have friends listening, and my friend David Burrell listening. 41-37 with the score. White River had the lead. So it has been an 11-1 run for Corsica Stickney here with about the last 4 minutes of basketball. Malena Brave shooting a pair of free throws. And again, for White River, these are big. The first one is up and it is no good. 48-42 with 24 seconds remaining. White River, I think it's going to come up short here. They're going to wind up playing Aberdeen Roncalli tomorrow at noon. Either way, for White River, we'll cover them tomorrow on KPLO. Brave with the second free throw up and good. And Malena Brave will check out and into the ball game. will be Riley Lunderman for the Lady Tigers. 48-43, full court pressure applied as Corsica Stickney will get it in and a quick foul committed. Rhea Tucker with her fourth foul and we'll walk to the other end. Stay with us during our post game. We will talk about the big play of the game from the folks at Golden Buffalo. And we'll also have our big play or our player of the game to announce. That's brought to you by CHS River Plains and we'll take care of the home team, of course, here at a state tournament. Back into the ballgame, Lily Krogman checking out will be Rhea Tucker. And White River has went from trying to game plan against an upstart Viberg-Hurley squad into getting the youngsters rested and ready for a quick turnaround tomorrow afternoon. It will be a noon tip-off, an 11:45 pregame show here. As Morgan Kleitz puts the first free throw up, puts the second free throw up short, and White River will get the rebound. Trailing by six, though. They got to do some things in a hurry. And here is a three by Kelsey Morrison. That is no good. Rebound, Corsica Stickney. And then White River commits the foul. They will battle until the end. Avery Broughton will head to the other end for free throws. The foul will be on Riley Lunderman. And the Corsica Stickney faithful can sense it here. And what a job they have done in the fourth quarter. At 49-43, the score here, as Avery Broughton shooting two free throws. As they're in the double bonus, the first one is up, no good. Avery Broughton has shot a slug of free throws in this second half. She has pretty much willed her team to this victory here, which will be their 21st of the season. Second free throw is no good. White River with it up the floor in a hurry. Rhea Tucker for three. That shot no good. Rebound, of course, against Stickney. And there's your ball game. 49-43. Corsica Stickney comes from behind and comes away with the victory here as they will move on to the semifinal bracket tomorrow night. White River will play Aberdeen Roncalli, the number one seed of this State B tournament tomorrow afternoon in the consolation bracket. That'll be a noon tip-off, and we'll have it for you tomorrow at noon here on KPLO. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at our website, DarrenBoyleSales.com. We will take a 3-minute break. Post game is next on KPLO.
Horizon Healthcare congratulates all of our high school state tournament basketball teams and celebrates their dedication and spirit. South Dakota has a long-standing tradition of high school sports, and Horizon Healthcare is proud to support it. Here's to student athletes, great competition, school spirit, and teamwork. Good luck to all the competition from Horizon Healthcare, and enjoy the games.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go Tigers! Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you.
Good luck, White River Tigers.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
Close game underway here in Watertown. We thought White River was in business throughout this ball game. They scored the first 7 points of the contest and led 10-9 at the end of the opening quarter. Of course, Stickney went on a 7-point run of their own, but White River was able to kind of manage the ball game and was kind of able to work themselves out to a lead. But every time they built up a 6-7 point advantage, what they did in the second and the third quarter, Corsica Stickney was able to come back. White River went into the fourth quarter leading 39-33 and had a 41-37 lead with about 4 minutes remaining in this ball game. But Corsica Stickney outscoring White River 14-4 in the they both scored 14 in the third quarter, but it was a 16-4 scoring advantage in the fourth quarter for the Jaguars. White River lost the lead, eventually lost the ball game by a final of 49-43, and White River will be playing in the consolation bracket tomorrow afternoon, and they will take on Aberdeen Roncalli, the number one seed of this State B tournament. They were upset by Viberg Hurley earlier this afternoon, 69-58, the final score in that ball game. As we'll perhaps update you some scores as well from some of the other state tournaments before we wrap up here this afternoon. Let's look at individual scoring. Let's talk about Corsica Stickney first. They were led by the junior Avery Broughton with 21 points this afternoon, 15 of them coming in the second half. Morgan Kleitz with 9 points, Rachel Gerlach with 9, 5 for Casey Talsma, 3 for Peyton DeLang, and 2 points in the ball game for Sutton Heidi, a total of 49 for Corsica Stickney this afternoon. A lot of free throws for Corsica Stickney. We talked about fouls. They added up for White River, and Corsica Stickney was able to do a lot of business at the free throw line. They went to the stripe 29 times. In the ball game, 19 of 29 from the free throw line with Corsica Stickney. They wound up going 15 of 23 from the free throw line. So half of the points for Corsica Stickney in the second half came from the free throw line, and they were able to pull out the win. They wind up going 19 of 29 from the free throw line. The other thing we talked about at halftime was turnovers. Corsica Stickney with 9 turnovers in the first half, but by my statistics, Corsica Stickney turned it over just once in the second half and had 10 turnovers in the ballgame. For the Lady Tigers of White River, Malaya Estes leading the way. She scored 22. She fouled out late in the ballgame, and she also danced with foul trouble throughout the fourth quarter. Rhea Tucker are next in line with Tana Bearheels, who had 8 points. Kelsey Morrison with 5. Rhea Tucker with 4. And Carly Cameron with 3 points in the ballgame, as White River did not have any bench points in the ball game, putting up 43 in the contest this afternoon. White River goes to the free throw line 18 times. They were 14 of 18 from the free throw line. And after having just 4 turnovers in the first half, White River turned it over 7 times in the second half and had 11 turnovers in the ball game. Again, White River scored the first 7 points of the ball game, led 10-9 at the end of the opening quarter, 25-19 at halftime, led 39-33 at the end of three, but could not hold that 6-point advantage. And it is Corsica Stickney with a big fourth quarter as they come from behind and defeat White River 49-43. Corsica Stickney now 21-3 on the season, and with the loss, White River drops to 18-4. Time for our big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at the big play of the game. We thought about it was going to be the 7-0 run to start the ball game for White River. We thought that was going to be the big play of the game until we got late in the fourth quarter. Turns out it was a 16-4 scoring advantage for Corsica Stickney in the fourth quarter as they erase a 6-point deficit going into that fourth and final period, and they come away with the victory here, 49-43. That is our big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. White River shoots 8 of 27 from the field in the first half. That's near 30% from the field. 2 of 4 from three-point range. 5 of 21 from the field in the second half. 0 of 5 from behind the arc. And that also helped tell the tale in this ballgame. Corsica Stickney, again, cranking up the defense. They wind up going 7 of 24 from the field in the first half. 7 of 29 in the second half, shooting 26% from the field. But in games like this, little things and little statistics, like a little bit change in shooting percentage is enough to turn the tide, and that's what Corsica Stickney was able to do here this afternoon as they pick up the victory. One more piece of business for us, and that is our player of the game, and our player of the game announcement brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees. Let's mention Corsica Stickney's performance from Avery Broughton, the 5'11 junior, 21 points in the ballgame, 15 of them coming from in the second half. She made some big baskets down the stretch as well for Corsica Stickney. But on the White River side, they were led by Malaya Estes, the 5'7 senior, 22 points in the ballgame. And she led all scorers in the contest, and she is our CHS River Plains player of the game. As we look at some other scores, they are final in the A tournament. Wagner outlasts Red Cloud. That was a tight ball game, the matchup between the number 1 and number 8 seeds. Wagner and Red Cloud, 68-62. Wagner eventually hangs on and wins. St. Thomas More of Rapid City comes from behind and knocks off Lakota Tech, 35-37. That is the score in that ball game. So St. Thomas More will move to the semifinal round as well. Some of the other tournaments, as we look at those, it was Sioux Falls Jefferson knocking off Sioux Falls Washington in the AA tournament. That tournament being played out in Rapid City. So that, I think, is the only game that is final. The other score, as we look to get them here, it is 20-17, Rapid City Central leading Rapid City Stevens. They are in the third quarter. Sioux Falls Jefferson, Jefferson knocking off Sioux Falls Washington. 47-43 was the final score in that ball game. Sioux Falls O'Gorman, Sioux Falls Lincoln, Brandon Valley versus Harrisburg tonight in the AA tournament. The A tournament going on in Brookings. The games this evening are going to feature West Central and Dakota Valley. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off. Hamlin versus Sioux Falls Christian. That will be the late game from the A tournament this evening. Again this afternoon, Viberg Hurley, the number 8 seed, knocks off Aberdeen Roncalli 69-58. And again, the final here, Corsica Stickney knocking off White River 49-43. Tonight, second seed DeSmet takes on Aberdeen Christian. Wall takes on Faith in the final game here in Watertown from this afternoon, or from this opening round of the State B basketball tournament. Tomorrow afternoon, Aberdeen Roncalli versus White River. It will be a noon tip-off, and we'll be on the air around 11:40 or 45 with the pregame show, as we will cover White River tomorrow and again Saturday here on KPLO, as we'll have that for you. And, of course, on your way home from the game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. This playoff game was brought to you by 94.5 KPLO, its advertisers, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Our coverage of regional high school basketball and the State B Girls Basketball Tournament brought to you by Horizon Healthcare, Roundup Bar and Grill, Krogman Law Office, Cherry Todd Electric, The Wigwam, the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center, and the Dakota Prairie Bank. Coverage of regional high school sports and KPLO brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo, Byright Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto, and Venture Communications. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle from the Watertown Civic Arena. Again, our final score, Corsica Stickney 49, White River 43. And we bid you all a very pleasant afternoon.